just spent probably 30-40 minutes having a lovely chat with a lady that I know through my former business, and I was there for a specific reason. But what happened was that I know that she likes her technology as much as I do, and so we were basically talking about our iPhones, and then we spoke about the iPads, and she has the iPad 1 and she also has the iPad 2, and I have the iPad 3, so we were kind of comparing notes and talking about the technology and all things that were going on just now with the mobile phones and iPads, touch tablets, everything else in between. And she's actually a primary school teacher, and she takes the early years. And so the conversation drifted into her line of business, and she was explaining just what goes on in primary schools, or at least in her primary school, due to her determination to, as she put it ever so politely, to get the dinosaurs in the teaching world to realise that things must move on. As things moved on from the chalk and the slate board right through jotters and pencils with wee rubbers on the end, right through to the modern age. And you know, it was really interesting because she was saying that because she's pushed this, she's actually been she has actually become sort of an elite hand at her school, and on the technological side of, or the technical side of teaching the kids. And she was explaining that they have these electronic whiteboards now. She can actually patch her iPad straight onto the whiteboard, and now the kids, most kids have mobile phones of some sort, and the kids can actually use their phones from their desks to access the whiteboard, so she can ask questions, she can ask them to do sums on their mobile media, as it were, their mobile devices, and get that put up onto the whiteboard for all the class to see. And basically what's happening, she's saying, is that she's also getting so many, let's say, immigrants into the country of different nations, different languages. Some kids who can't speak a word of English, and because of her involvement in this and her pushing it forward, they now have touch tablets of various forms. Not all have iPads, of course. But between that and the phones, the mobile phones, that the kids now are actually, even the ones who can't speak English, are learning English very, very much quicker. She sent a little lad home the other day there, over the weekend, a young Bulgarian lad of 3, who could only speak 2 or 3 words of English, and she sent him home with a little program she devised and put onto a touch tablet that was supplied for him. And he went home, and he came back on the Monday morning, and he could speak small sentences all relating to one subject. I think it was to do with the sea, so he could actually say, I went to the sea, I walked on the sand, all this kind of stuff. And he couldn't do that on the Friday when he left school. So, and she said that would never have been possible with pen and paper. She'd have had to sit down with this lad himself, never mind the rest of the class, and these are all 3 and 4 year olds, and because she could give this away with the lad, or with any pupil, any young pupil, and take that home and do it herself. It's like DIY education, to a certain extent, of course. She has to set the basic program, she has to set whatever she has to teach the kids, she has to still be a teacher and have the knowledge of. But child needs what help? What are they struggling with? What are they good at? But that's still part of teaching. But what she's saying is, as far as she's concerned, that the technology is there. She says that she even has done research into technology available in other parts of the world, probably in the more modernistic and possibly more wealthy states in the world. And the technology is there, the equipment is there, the resources for education and all that is there. But the dinosaurs that are still in education won't allow them to progress at the rate she feels they should progress at. Now, she did point out to me that in no uncertain manner that there will never be the place to replace the pen or the pencil and paper. Because after all, we still do it, I still do it, she still does it. An idea comes into your head. The easiest thing to do for most of us in our normal lives is to jot it down on a bit of paper and then take that forward once you've got time to process it. So she knows that it will never be replaced fully, but what she's saying is that far too many people in education that she has come across are just not prepared to put the effort in to actually accept that this is how things should progress. I mean, if we came away from slate and chalk, you know, if you tell kids now, you know, that you actually did your sums with a bit of chalk and a slate board, you know, they're going to laugh at you. But it's just the same thing. Kids are, in the future, are going to look back and say, you did things with pencil and paper and a ruler and all that kind of stuff, you know. So we have to move forward. She says that, but what she actually gave me was so much information on how education goes. I had no knowledge that there was so much stuff being done with software and mobile devices in schools. And she says that if the kids get the chance, they can actually educate themselves far better than they could way back, or not even way back, you know, with pencil and paper. Because there are software programs, there's apps out there, there's educational programs that can be downloaded onto, say, an iPad or a touch tablet that a kid can actually use as part of school curriculum. And I don't know how any of my followers' kids are educated if any of those means are used, but I just find it really fascinating. I'd love to have been a kid just now in school, because I'll put my hands up, I'm a techno freak. I've always been a techno freak. I love anything to do with technology whatsoever. And I'd love to have been taught, not with a slate more than a chalk, but with an iPad. I mean, how fantastic is that for a kid? I don't suppose they'll appreciate it. They'll just say, well, you know, that's what we're growing up with. I don't understand what you're talking about, writing things down or using other stuff. Yes, of course they are. I mean, some kids are 3 or 4 years old, they've got mobile phones, and they're using technology at home via computers, laptops and whatever else. So, it's not going to be a surprise to them, all this technology, but I'd love to have been a kid just now getting taught with that kind of media to use, to take home. How fascinating is that? So, yeah, it was very, very interesting what she was saying, and actually very very much an eye-opener for me in what was going on. So, I'm really glad that we had that chat, that it kind of led on from where we were, talking about general things in our own personal absorption and addiction to technology, right into how she uses it in her daily work at school. So it was great stuff, and I'd love to hear more about that, just to see how, if schools are progressing, are schools actually pushing forward with this, or are they dragging their heels, as she says, and too many dinosaurs throughout the country just not prepared to get their arse out of gear and get it in, get the kids educated far quicker, far better, with far more, let's say, educational means than anyone ever had in the past. So it was great stuff. Bye for now.